World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, I don't know which direction to go today. I was telling Michelle, I got up there. So much going on. So many different things we can jab at. And as you guys know, I don't do this for entertainment. I love doing it, and it's entertaining. But I don't do it for entertainment. So I want it to be informative. I want it to be I want to make the connection between the natural and the supernatural. That's what I try to do here every day. Try to show you that there is a supernatural reason for why this is going on in the natural. And I can tell you, those of you, there's a bunch of you sitting in here today in the queue. I would say this, that probably you're all adults, most of you I'm looking at here. For your adult life, how many people can say in this queue that when you went to church on Sunday, the pastor always taught you the connection between the spiritual world and the physical world and how those two were working together? Can anybody raise their hand and say, oh, yeah, we always learned that in my church? Did we ever? I didn't think so. No, they don't do that, right? The scripture tells us that we're not to be ignorant of his devices. And so here we are. Folks, I've been paddling this boat for 20 years. And a lot of it was uphill. I finally feel like I've hit at least some flat ground, if you know what I'm talking about. That the things that we've been trying to warn people about for 20 years, some people are now starting to look around and say, wow. Well, what are we going to do? That's a question, isn't it? Real quickly, 1 Chronicles 12:32, the Holy Spirit just gave me this as we were walking down. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. Spence, thanks, man. It says this, and the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times. I guess it wasn't everybody, was it? It was just the sons of Issachar who were men who had understanding of the time. Boy, I could, whew, Lord, don't let me go down. I don't want to get distracted. Issachar, that right there, that's a study in itself. And what did they do? The children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to pray about. No? To know what Israel ought to fast about. No? Who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do? The heads of them were 200. Wow. Randy, and all the brethren were at their commandment. Wow. That's us. Now, I'm not saying exclusively us. That's what's going on here. I've been doing this for over 5.5 years, and there are a lot of new people tuning in every day, folks, so just bear with me, okay? So you new folks who tune in, and your feet are uncertain. I got to fly there. I got him. Your feet are uncertain because you've spent your whole life in jellyfish churches, or dare I say it, deeply religious churches. Holiness. I'm not against holiness. And somebody turned you on to this. So you got to check this out. And you come here the first time and you don't get it. I mean, you say, ooh, man, that guy's talking about a lot of stuff that I never heard that before. And if that was of the Lord, I certainly would have heard that before. Really? What do you do when the book of Jude says that evil men have crept in unaware? They've changed it. That's the book of Jude. Evil men have crept in unaware, and they've changed the gospel, folks. They changed it. Huh? That's Jude 1. Maybe I'll pull that up here real quick, Spence. Jude 1. Look, I don't like to cherry pick Bible verses, okay? I hate people when they do that. Because you can find something in there that make you think that you can be that you're born gay if you want to. You can find it in there. You can find something in here say that you were radically born again, you're still gay. You can find that in there if you want to. But there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. They were ungodly men. What'd they do? They turned the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Larry, is that it? Is that what's going on? We've taken the grace of God and we've turned it into whatever, do what thou wilt. That's the demonic slogan, do what thou wilt. And certain men have crept in, standing in the pulpits, who before of old they were ordained to this condemnation. They were ungodly men. And they turned the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I got to show you this. Because my wife said, Michelle said this morning, you're not going to read that, are you? I said, No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to read it because it's Bible. And I don't know what to do with it, okay? Spencer, click on it. You say, well, Coach, click on what? Leviticus 20:13. Listen, Michelle said, don't do that. Silver, would you read that for me?
Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
Ooh, so what do you do with that scripture?
That's what it is.
Huh? Do you just throw it out? God was in a bad mood that day. Huh? And then my wife said to me, she's sharp. And she said to me, well, honey, what are they going to say about crawfish and seafood and pig, pork. I said, listen, huh? Last I checked, somebody helped me out here. Silver, did the Levitical law require death penalty for eating a crawdad?
No.
No. Did it require a crawdad for a crawdad? Did it require a death penalty for wearing mixed threads on your coat?
No.
Was there a death penalty for not keeping the Sabbath?
No.
No. Was there a death penalty for eating pork?
We think so, but no.
Good answer, Joe. But look at this one, folks. Look at this one. There's a death penalty associated with it. Now, hang on. No, right wing watch. No, I am not advocating the stoning of homosexuals. No, I'm not. I'm just asking the question, which they've never asked in your church. What do we do with that verse? Anybody have an answer for me? Oh, I know. Let's ordain them. Let's have our pastor be one of them. Let's put them in charge of the choir because they all have beautiful voices. Right? See, this goes back to those evil men crept in unaware. And because we don't understand the physical world and the natural world, the natural world and the spirit world, we don't understand that this is a deep, dark, destructive spirit. They don't teach us that anymore. And that spirit is running rampant. I got to get this or I'll never get it in, okay? Big event in Pennsylvania this weekend. I can't be there. Air conditioning went out sky high. Plumbing is leaking at sky high. Grass has to be mowed. Guests are coming in, and I'm supposed to leave early this morning. I feel kind of bad. It's the first one of these things I've ever missed. First one I've missed. I just pray you guys give me grace. I just can't get out there, all right? I just can't.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Rowan. Since you typed in, there's something you mentioned just before about Saturday, Saturday and Sunday. I don't know if you're getting to that, but did you know that they changed the day? We're not supposed to work on Saturday. We're not supposed to take off on Saturday.
I'm not following you, Vinny. What are you saying?
Oh, the day of worship was changed from.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I think it's Saturday. All right?
Yeah.
I think it's Saturday.
Amen. I think, brother.
But see, turning that boat and getting people away from the church on Sunday, good luck on that one, right? I don't think there's any doubt that the Sabbath is Friday night to, I don't think it's
Saturday
doubt.
Night. Yeah. I'll take that one, Coach.
Yeah, I don't think. Now, I don't think it's a death penalty. I don't think it's a death penalty associated with it, but I believe that to be true. I do. Hey, listen, stay with me a second. Clay's having a big event come up here. Pull that up there real quick on the event. I got to get this in. I'm sorry. I was on a roll too, but I promised I would. Man, this event, folks, this event in Wisconsin is, they're almost filled. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous event. And Chad's having his event. Go on down. We'll scroll down to where Clay's is because this is important. Keep going. Where the Kindred of the Kingdom Conference is in August 20th, folks. And we've met our quota. We're in good shape there. We'd love more of you to come. And we're making this, bring your kids with you. Make this a family get together, teaching family get together, family vacation, adult $150, three night lodging, all that. Clay, are you in there? You got anything you want to say about it, bud, real quick? Because I hate doing this stuff. Because I want to get to the meat and potatoes. Are you there, Clay?
Yeah, Coach. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to take up a lot of your time on your show.
Good.
Listen, folks, so good to see y'all this morning, and we just can't wait to see you in August. If you want to hang out with some of our best team players you hear on here all the time, and you say, man, I'd love to meet them and their families, this is your chance. If you just go to the website and click on the flyer, you can get all the information you need. If it doesn't matter whether you're young or old, it doesn't matter if you can train, walk 10 miles, walk 2 miles. This is your place to come to enjoy the summer.
Christian fellowship.
And I just want to tell you, when we set this up, the reason we set this up was because we were under lockdown. We needed a place to go gather with like-minded people and enjoy our time. And this is your chance. We got children coming. We got young and old coming. And we may be under lockdown again soon. This is your chance to come to a mountain retreat and spend a weekend of fellowship with some of the best people. And Professor Toto has now decided that he's going to come, Shane Vaughn, and he's going to come give our Sunday ministry message. So everybody just look at the flyer on the website and call me. My contact information is on there if you want to come. Thanks a lot, folks, and I look forward to seeing you. Love you, team.
Yep. Amen. Folks, I want you to know this. These are not money making things for us, okay? We don't try to make money off these things. We try to keep it as bare bones as we can. We understand the expense, we get it all right. Fellowship will be rich. We'd love to have you there. Okay, I'm gonna swerve back. Okay, we'll swerve back. Craig Mickle wants in here already. I'm not gonna let him in yet. Okay, I got two things that I got so much to share with you. Number one, I want to tip my hat to Randy. I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to keep you guys. The Lord is expanding our territory. As you know, we're going to start on Brighty on TV here in a couple weeks. I get an hour a weekly show. John Diamond, Alan Keyes helped open that door. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for Randy. Randy has gone to some of Clay Clark's, Faith and Freedom, whatever, Health Freedom events. Randy's been to a couple of them. Randy's son, actually, well, I don't give out too much information, is in some form of communication with Clay Clark himself, actually. And I got a phone call yesterday, 2 days ago, three days ago. I've been personally invited to go to Clay Clark's event in Anaheim, California, next weekend. And I'm probably not going to be anything but just maybe one of the folks that are there. But they're giving me a free ticket. They're letting me bring my wife with me. Randy's going to join me there, and we're going to be passing the salt, spreading Coach Dave live message. More there. Randy, do you have anything to add on that? Listen, folks, I want you to understand this. The Lord is, we are the men of Issachar who understand the times in which we live and know what it is that we need to do, not talk about, not pray about, that we need to do. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, that's the word do. That's what this these conferences are doing. They are putting people in the game. Coach, and our message, the message you've been preaching for years, Coach, but it's more than that. It's you have a gift to impart and to equip, and this conference needs it. And that's not arrogant. That's not bragging.
It's the truth, man.
It's the truth, Coach.
A doctor knows he's a doctor, right? A vet knows he's a vet. A chef knows he's a chef.
Coach, and when I talked to Clay Clark, I saw it in his eyes, and I saw him, and he said, we need this. This is what we need. So and they have a lot of great people speaking. Listen, lots of them.
Yeah.
But it's not just about speaking. It's about getting people to do.
No, and Lord's making connections only he can make. And no, I don't want to go to L.A. No. But I got to bite the bullet for this to happen. So I thank Randy for doing that. And here's why. If you could, real quick. I got so much today. Click on some of you. Am I the only one? It's about Aaron Lewis. I don't know how many of you have seen this or not. Almost makes me weep. Because sometimes you come across a song and you say, wow. Wow. I'm sorry, Spencer. You had up there that the event that we were going to. I want you to listen to this. This is Aaron Lewis. Am I the only one? Have you guys heard this video? Go ahead. By the way, we're not the only one. Go ahead.
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming, what the hell at my TV for telling me? Yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burn. Another statue coming down in a town near. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed? Making my way through the land of the lost, who sees it as it is and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one who can't take no more screaming? If you don't like it, there's a freaking door. This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more. Yeah, it was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my the only one? I can't be the only one. Am I the only one who quit singing along every time they play a Springsteen song. Am I the only one sitting here? Still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave. God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
Am I the only one that stops singing when I hear a Springsteen song? Oh, I thought, wow. Because we're not the only one, see? We're not. I had a spiritual experience yesterday. Let me share it with you. Then I'll open it up and you can come in here. I got more. I was up at Sky High. We had periodic rains yesterday. It's crazy. Heavy rains. And it was raining hard and the spouting was overflowing. And I thought, what the heck? I put brand new spouting on it. What is going on? Just trickling out down at the bottom. And so smart me, I thought, I wonder if it's plugged. I wonder if that spouting's plugged. So I climbed up on a little ladder. Didn't have to have a big one. Got up on there and couldn't even see. And but you know how it is. I reached up into the spouting. Oh, thank you, Lord. And it was matted needles from those huge pine trees at Sky High. They were matted together. And I reached in, I started pulling them out. And they were individuals. It was individuals. Little individual needles. Thousands of them were blocking the flow of the water. And we've got individual needles blocking the flow of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is so willing and able to overcome everything we are in the midst of. We've got needles coming together and blocking the opening. I pulled that thing out, Steve. And the water flooded out of there like freaking Niagara Falls. It was unbelievable. The Bible says that in the last days he's going to pour out his flesh upon all, pour out his spirit upon all flesh. His sons and daughters shall prophesy. His young men shall dream dreams. Stay with me a second, okay? I know some of you want to get in here. And somebody sent me this morning. My God is greater. Put that up there, will you? Just bask in this a minute, folks. Because greater is he that is in us. The men of Issachar, who understood the times in which they lived, knew what it was that Israel needed to do. See, I'm for the red, white, and blue, but I'm for the Lord. I'm for righteousness. Righteousness exalteth the nation. Not politics, not candidates, not hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. No. Only righteousness can exalt the nation. So my heart's beating not for the red, white, and blue. My heart's beating for the things of the Lord, that the only way we're going to rectify this thing is if we come back to the Lord. We got to come back to the Lord. And he stands there. That Holy Spirit is so, that spouting is full of the power of the Holy Spirit. We got it plugged up with dead religion and dead prophets and dead pastors and dead churches. He can't flow. He wants to. It's overflowing. I don't even know who Chris McKinney is. Somebody sent this to me. Go ahead and play it.
When giants come calling my name, my God is so much bigger than troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? So much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken, I won't be moved. My God is faithful, His promise is true. So God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than me. My enemies scatter, 'cause they know the battle is done. My God is stronger, the victory's already won. For my ransom and rose up on the third day. Oh, 'cause my God is greater than death, hell and the grave. Oh, I won't be shaken. Oh, I won't be moved. My God.
Man, oh man, oh man, huh?
If it awesome.
If it would become more than just words to us, if we would really, hey, folks, listen, the Holy Spirit wants to unplug that spouting. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit wants to unplug that spouting. The problem in him, problem's us. All the crap we got has been laying up on top of the roof. It gets washed down in the rain. It gets clogged in that opening in the spouting. Let that spouting be open, boys. That's all we got to do. Come on in, Craig. You've been waiting a long time, man.
Okay, this is going back to your discussion on Leviticus 20. And then the rebuttal is, well, what happens if you eat crawfish, right? You're breaking the law.
Right.
So let's go back to foundations, right? Because from foundations, we can build doctrine. All right, let's go back to Genesis 9. All right. And it's interesting because Genesis 9 really talks about the rainbow, and the rainbow has been our discussion, right? Because we're battling over what really does that rainbow mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to read this here. It says, this is right after Noah gets off the ark, right? Just had great, great judgment on the world. It says, so God blessed Noah and his sons. So he blessed them. And this is the next thing that he says, be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, same-sex attraction, there's no fruitful and multiplying in that.
That's for sure.
And fill the earth in fear of you and those who dread you and of you. And the dread of you shall be on every beast on the earth, every bird of the air, and all that moveth on the earth, on all the fish and all the sea. They're given into your hand.
Wow.
Now this is Dale verse. This is Dale's verse down there in Louisiana. Every moving thing that liveth shall be food for you. So I believe since the name is crawfish, they must be moving, right? Because they're moving at a craw. So that's Dale's scripture verse. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs, but you shall not eat the flesh with its life, that its blood. The taking of blood, ingesting blood, is consistent through the scriptures. Okay, that never changes. All right, when God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave that to the nation of Israel. One is, and there was good reason for that too, right? There was parasites like Dr. Jen and all that stuff says for pigs and all that. But just continuing on, surely your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man. From the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. But I'm going to just finish up these two verses. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man's blood shall be shed. That's consistent. For in the image of God, he made man. So here we're tying the image of God to be man. And then it says, as for you, be fruitful and multiply. The image of God is in man. And the very next verse is, and as for you, be fruitful and multiply. That's in the image of God. So if you're on a same-sex attraction rainbow, you're in conflict with God. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. That's the scripture to refute the other. Hey, what happens if you eat crawfish? You're not following God. This is that. Who? That's God. That's foundational.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Boy, you're opening up a can of worms. I'm with you, Craig. I'm with you, Craig. Right. And I think, we manipulate the law. Evil men crept in unaware and changed the. We don't even know why we do what we do in America anymore. We don't even know why we do what we do in the church anymore. Roger wants to know what chapter was that, Craig? What chapter was that?
That's chapter 9, Coach. That's right after the flood. They just departed the ark. Uh-huh. Because why was the world destroyed? Well, we know about the Nephilim and the witness. What did the Nephilim do? They sexually perverted kind.
Yep.
So let's look at the Bible. Then go back, and then it says, God is very specific. He says, don't mix kinds. He says, don't mix seeds of the land. Keep the seed of this kind with this kind. Keep this animal with this animal. Why? Because we know what happens in Genesis 6, right? You had a mixing of kind, right? God's very consistent. Man's inconsistent in being able to understand God's definitions. It's God's definitions that are true.
Amen. Come on in, Tracy. Good word, Craig.
Hey, good morning. Oh, what an inspirational morning that was. Mm-hmm. What a way to get me motivated on my walk. Thank you so much for that music. I ran into the mayor here. Little Mr. Jay Jackson was wondering, what the heck is this girl doing? So everybody have a great weekend. That was awesome.
Thanks, Tracy. God bless. It is encouraging, isn't it? Where's Mark Trump? Isn't our energy that comes from encouragement, isn't there? Oh, see, encourage means in, put into. To encourage somebody is to put courage in them. Did you know that? Enthusiasm, put into, thuzio, that's theos, that's God. When people say, man, you are enthusiastic, they see God in you. Right? And when you encourage others, you put God in them. That's what you do. We ought to be winning. Randy, come on in.
Coach, I want to get back to Issachar. I'm going to say this, Coach, Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there's the three generations that God built this nation with. Yep. Okay, Isaac, everybody says, what did Isaac do? Isaac, Coach, he redug all the wells in the land. The Philistines, the enemy, the Philistines, the giants, they filled them all in. They're trying to run out God's people. And what's Isaac do? He redigs the wells, the water, Coach. He keeps the life on the earth for his nation. He's bringing them back. Coach, that's what we are. We're Isaac. We're redigging the wells. But if you look at Issachar in Genesis 50, when Joseph, when he blessed the 12 tribes, he said Issachar. This is what he said about Issachar. He said, Coach, let me read this. Genesis 49:14. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. All right, Coach, there's Isaac. There's work. There's the people that are doers. There's the workers. These are the people that are willing to serve and bear the burden so everybody else can be blessed. That's what we're doing, Coach. We're redigging wells. We're blessing our nation. We're blessing the church. We're bringing back the life, the water.
We're unplugging the spouting.
That's what you just said. That's what got me on this, Coach. Your experience with that water being plugged. That's what reminded me of what Isaac did, Coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We gotta listen, folks. There's no shortage of the Holy Spirit. There ain't no shortage of it, right? All power. We got all power. We got it plugged up, though, baby. We got it plugged up for a lot of different reasons, and it's time we cleaned that spouting out. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, don't you think the secular world just wants to keep that thing plugged up? They don't want anybody unplugging that.
Yeah, hang on a second, Jeff. The church world wants it plugged up. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yep. Well, yesterday, here, just real quickly, this is my dad. Stopped at Ricky's house yesterday morning. And, you know, we put that sign in his front yard. Miracle Man lives here. Thank you, Jesus. He already got something threatening and vile in the mail. It was nasty. And it really bothered him. He ripped it up and threw it away. I didn't get to see it. He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out there and sit in my front yard right beside that sign and wave to people as they go by. And then I talked to old Dennis Bates yesterday, and he's getting hammered. You know what I mean? Two situations yesterday, two guys are just beat down. And then Vicky told me last night, she said, Rick was so lifted when you stopped yesterday morning and had coffee with him. You know what I mean? And
we Dennis, all need encourage, right? Am I the only one? Am I the only one? Bob Evans, am I the only one? Hey, Blake, am I the only one? Hey, Joe, am I the only one? Silver, am I the only one? Am I the only one? No, they're lying to us. We're not the only ones. By the way, it doesn't even matter. It only took one little shepherd boy with the power of the Holy Spirit to drop that dude anyway. Right, folks? It don't take everybody. It don't take Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. It don't take any of that. It takes one anointed, fearless man of God to change the world.
Amen.
The spouting is stuck. The spouting's stuck. It's not a shortage of the Holy Spirit. It's not a shortage. Is God real? It's not even about that. It's not a shortage. Does God care? It's not. Hey, listen, folks. If we were just going to go to hell, he would have plugged the spouting. He would have done it. He didn't plug it. We did.
We plug the spouting. Critical race theory, teaching homosexuality is normal, or dating homosexuals, sleep with people, sleep with somebody you're not married to, and then go to church on Sunday morning. Come on, huh? Priests molesting little kids, pedophilia everywhere. Our schools are nothing but yellow school buses to hell. Those are all needles off of those trees that are blocking the Holy Spirit, man. Come on, church. Come on in, Brett.
Oh. Hey, Coach, I'm here. Hey, that's the locker room right now. We're banging our helmets against the locker. Just open the doors and let us out. Let's play the game.
That's right. It's the truth, right? It is the truth. We have such a great big problem and such a tiny little God. Come on, folks. Come on, church. Come on, church. Rise up. I can't believe it. I was thinking the storm as I was coming down the steps today. I was thinking about that. Am I the only one? I just listened to it before I came down. I'm thinking about that. And I'm walking down the steps. I said to myself, God, I'm a year and a half from 70. 70. 70. And I thought, well, David, my little David, is he gonna get 70 years? Huh? What's his 70 years going to be like? I'm going to tell you. It depends on what Grampy does now. That's the way I see it. And do I love my own life so much that I won't step out and get actively involved so that little Davey have a better life? Come on.
Yeah. Amen.
Huh? You're all with me on that. Y'all love your grandkids. Y'all love your children. The hell, we're the adults. What are we doing sitting around letting this stuff continue to go on? Why do we act so impotent? Why do we claim to have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords dwelling inside of us? Jesus said, I'm leaving and I'm sending the Holy Spirit and I'm not going to be with you anymore, but he's going to be in you and I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. You go, baby. You go. Why do we claim to serve this Christ and act like he's freaking Mickey Mouse? I don't get it. Boom. I don't get it. And see, the problem isn't the devil. The problem isn't the world. The problem isn't the Satanists. The problem is the lack of power in the body of Christ. And it's there, baby. It's just stuffed up. Just a lot of needles in that opening and that spouting. I wish I had taken a picture of that. Randy, it was pouring down rain, and I'm standing out there, and it's coming. It's just rain. It's just pouring down over me, and I'm looking at that spouting and seeing this water's coming, and it's running over the spouting, and it's dripping off the spouting onto my head. And I look at the outlet, and it's just a little trickle coming through. I said, what is going on here? So I got my ladder right in the middle of the storm, and I put my hands in there, and it was like going over freaking Niagara Falls. Woof! The power went down through that thing when I got in there and I cleared those individual. You guys know what I'm talking about? Long individual needles off of my pine trees. One little needle. Found him a buddy. Found him another buddy. Found him another buddy. Found him another buddy. Next thing you know, they all got together in there and they clogged Grampy's drain. And then the water's running in the basement. It's running everywhere. What's going on? I put new spouting on there. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is pounding, trying to get through us. We're its greatest hindrance, man. We're the greatest one. Nobody wants to talk today? Jeff, climb your hands up. You still want to come in, Jeff, or did you not take it down? Nobody's got anything to say, just me? That's all right. I feel it deep today, man. Feeling it deep.
I feel it too, Coach.
All right, I'll just keep going then, all right? I'll just keep going. Bernie, come on in.
Okay, Coach.
There ain't no show like this, Bernie. There ain't no show like it. Not anywhere I know of.
Yeah. If you guys are figuring out all kinds of stuff, you know, there's all kinds of stuff. You guys are bringing out stuff that the Masons do that, like, who knew that they were signing up for that when they got into that, you know?
That's right.
I was shocked. I was shocked when my dad went into a Masonic retirement home. I'm like, what? I didn't know his dad was a Mason.
Well, hey, we know this, Bernie, right? That he comes as an angel of light. Nursing homes, well, why wouldn't those be good? Shriner hospitals, well, why wouldn't that be good, right?
No, I know his dad, his father was a Mason.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he was, and I like, I never knew that stuff. The other thing is, there's so many things tied in with, you know, I remember learning as a kid that like George Washington had drummed a guy out for being a homosexual. He didn't allow homosexuals in his army, you know, and I kind of knew it. He knew that he was relying on God, and God wasn't going to bless him if he didn't, if he had impurity in his troops.
Amen.
So, you know, those you guys are bringing out actually a lot of stuff that's putting a lot of pieces together. So that's
amen. Amen. It was a death penalty. Hey, folks, listen. Until 2003, homosexual sodomy was a crime. That's in your lifetime. That's in my lifetime. See, folks, something's happening to us, right? There's a clog. We got to clean that thing out. It's always been a crime. And now it's marriage. Come on in, Larry, then Paul, then Silver.
Yeah, your point about if you don't do something, David's future isn't very good. Well, we got to think about that. Everybody, just think about it. The country, the future we create for our children is up to us. Not
the only one.
It's up to us.
And I'm not the only one, Larry. I'm not the only one. Come on in, Paul. Unless you...
Sorry, there. I accidentally had my hand raised.
That's all right. That's all right. Go ahead, Silver.
Hey, we have nothing to say. We're just being respectful.
Okay, brother.
We know we'll get slapped out.
You felt the flow of the Holy Spirit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
It was thick, baby.
I put in the chat today, Coach, this week's Torah portions for all of us Messianic people. That includes Old and New Testaments. And one is the Torah portion. The other is the prophetic portion. And then the other is the New Testament portion that goes along with it. But there's two sessions this week. That's just the way the calendar works. So that happens sometimes. I just want to let everybody know that that's there. This has been an amazing show today. This is awesome. And it so fits with what we're doing today after the show.
It does. I got something else I got to show. Come on in, Tony. Come on in.
Hey, Coach. You were making the comment that gays aren't born that way. Well, some of them are. It's called generational curse. And some, of course, invite the curse into their life. I had generational curses. The strongest one, I think, was abandonment. And I had to break it. I had to purge myself of all that stuff. You don't just asking Jesus into your life doesn't purge all that stuff out of you. You got to attack it. And it starts with ourselves. You know, once you purge yourself of all kinds of crap, that's when you really can be free to hear from God and work for God. I mean, I sent you those videos. I did what the Lord told me. And I'm going to leave it at that. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. I get a lot of stuff. I get a lot of stuff. And one of the things I do is I open up a video, one of the videos maybe from Tony. And the first thing I see is it's an hour and 35 minutes. I think, wow, boy, I want to watch that, but phew, I got life, right? So it's not disrespect, Tony. It's not disrespect. Hey, you want to see my inbox, the number of videos?
I understand, okay. Coach. And the thing is, well, once you open up and really start looking at it, you'll be amazed on how the enemy works on people. What their tricks are. I mean, it's look at it as an educational video because it's my testimony. my experience. It's why I believe the way I believe now. It's how I changed from how I was indoctrinated from church and realizing, you know, what really spiritual warfare is about. And it will change a lot of your thinking when you see exactly what goes on. And I believe it.
Come on in, Kevin. I believe it. Come on in, Kevin.
Well, you know what you were talking about with what we're going to leave to our grandchildren, and Larry was weighing in on that. What it reminded me of was the word legacy. And I wonder if you've ever pulled up the word legacy in the Webster's and read the definition.
Nope. Pull it up. I'm looking for something else. Go ahead.
I'm on the road, brother. I
can't. No, I'm telling. Speaking to Spencer.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
What have we got there? Legacy is a bequest, a particular thing or certain sum of money given by a last will or testament. And it says that good counsel is the best legacy a father can leave to his child. So a legacy is something you leave behind. What is our legacy, huh?
That's right. And a good father leaves an inheritance to his children.
A wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Come on in, Alan. Thanks, Kevin.
Coach, you're all over it again today. We talked about all this last night in men's Bible study. And I told everybody this, with everything that's going on, mostly everybody in my church has weapons. We got guns. I got guns coming out the wazoo here. But, brother, we better be walking as the two witnesses walked in the supernatural realm. If we're not there, Coach, we're out of gas yesterday. Two of my good friends here in Dade City, they got a restaurant here. Guess who visited them? The FBI.
Really? For what?
With the sheriff's department. By the post on Facebook. This is a man and woman of God. They got a little restaurant down here, and it infuriates me. I wished I could have been there, because I would have known what to say. But when you get people that just this comes up, and you know, they don't know what to say. But it makes me sick to my stomach. And this thing's just getting started.
It's just getting started for
because
sure.
Because you know, hey, it, man. You're at the tip of the spear. You're out there. These people aren't out there. It's just a young couple. They're good, great people. They love our nation. They love the Lord. And they get a knock at the door. And like you would say, why is Hunter and Hillary still running around here free?
Yep. If the system is rigged, for sure. Spencer, I just sent you something. Get that up on the screen. Thanks, Alan. God bless you. Let's see. Reggie, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. Thank you. I just want to piggyback off of what Tony had said briefly. I want to clear up words. I want to use different words. People aren't born certain ways, but there are generational curses. One of the points that I wanted to make was recently I had the Lord had brought to me two people in the huddle that told me, you know, they had Masonic ties in their family. So when Masons take their oaths, regardless of the first, second, third, and up, when they take these oaths, the curses are tied to their family, even adoptive children. So everybody takes it lightly and says, oh, my dad was a Freemason. And then they just continue. But I'm not. I'm a Christian. If your father, grandfather, or four generations back were Masons, you need to be doing these prayers and breaking those oaths and curses.
Amen. That's a whole show in itself. Let me end you with some good news here. Not really. Mark Harrington up on your screen. Created equal. Folks, this is very, very graphic. Some of you may want to, all of you need to. This was found in a dumpster at a local Planned Parenthood. Aborted baby body parts. Can you enlarge that, Spencer? You see the little hand, Spencer, point on the little foot. Little hand. A guy went dumpster diving at the local Planned Parenthood. Go back, Spencer. There's the side. There it is. There's a little. Look at the little leg there, Spencer. Point on that little leg for people. Look at that little knee going into the hip socket. Because when they go in there, they dismember them. They pull them out piece by piece. Is that unbelievable? Huh? Wonder what the medical do. There it is. There's his little hand. It's about a half an inch. They put a quarter there so you get an idea how small this little baby is. Little hand is about a half an inch long. There's his fingers.
Coach.
Out of sight, out of mind. Yes. Yeah, Trent.
What did those 16, 18, 20-year-olds go to war for
in first.
You broke up, brother. I get what you're saying. Those guys that stormed Omaha Beach, did they do it for this? Guys lay down their life, they do this so we can do this to children. No, you know what it is? Spouting's plugged. The spouting's plugged, boys and girls. The spouting's plugged. That's what the issue is. That's what it is. I'm trying to see who to get in here. I got a bunch of you.
Can you hear me now, Coach?
I can hear you. Go ahead, man.
Sorry, I don't want to break in, but what did those 16, 18, 20-year-old men do in the First and Second World War? Is this not – why did they join, you know? Is this not worthy? Is this not doesn't this make us ready for war?
Well, they were like the men of Issachar. See, they understood the times in which they lived, and they knew what we needed to do. See, they call this choice, right? This is choice. The baby didn't get no choice. Talk about legacy. That baby didn't get any choice. Went in and ripped that thing out of there piece by piece, even though they tell you that they don't do that to you, right? They tell you it's a blob of tissues, right? Just a blob of tissues. That's what they tell us. Just a blob of tissues. Who wants in here? Somebody, come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add to the generational curses. Everybody brings that up, but I didn't know what it meant till just recently. Basically, it's like if you were born into a family that was organized crime, and that's sin, of course, you're born into that sin, and you got to fight with everything in your heart to get away from that and get closer to Jesus. That would be the generational curse. Your family's born into sin, continuously does sin, and you grow up thinking it's normal. I mean, I know I did, but it's not. The Lord seeks you out. You seek him out. You got to get away from that. I just wanted to give that understanding.
That's well said, brother. That's right. We live under the generational sins of our forefathers. We got to recognize what they are and stand up and do something about it. As a men of Issachar, understand the times in which we live and know what it is that we need to do. Go ahead, Silver.
I was going to say that the generational curse thing, the thing that popped in my head is what's his name's issue of going back to where he was. He's not, he could be generationally cursed and there ain't a dang thing we can do about it. I mean, not even praying for him.
Well, I know this, brother. Our children are generationally cursed, whether it's a spirit or not. They got to live under this bull crap we've allowed to be thrust upon them.
Yes.
That's a curse, brother. That's a curse. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you know, let's see what the Bible says. The Bible says we are all under the curse of Adam. Isn't that a generational curse?
It is. Yeah, it's a generational curse. Yep.
That's called death. That's simple.
Consequences of sin, right? Consequences of sin. I'm looking for something as I'm talking to you. I'm not distracted. Somebody else come on in here.
Hey, you don't have, hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
I posted my link. So a few people asked for it. It's there. You'll see what you can do about breaking those curses. It's not so hard. It's just the church lost its, education on how to do things against the devil.
Thank you, Tony. We do not even believe in the supernatural anymore, friends. We don't even believe in it. We don't even believe in it. Bible tells us that we are not to be ignorant of his devices. And you would all raise your hand and say, yes, Coach, that's me. Most of you didn't know one-tenth of what you know since you've been watching this show. Think how much you didn't know. Now, wait a minute. Think how much the guy sitting beside you in church doesn't know. Think about it. And not understanding the battle spiritual, not Republican, Democrat, none of that stuff. We don't get it. Because we don't get it, people perish. Okay, so here it is. Here's a take home. Let's clean out our spouting. We need a Roto-Rooter, man. Let's clean out the spouting and allow the Holy Spirit to be able to flow freely, because there's no shortage of power from the Holy Spirit. And there's no shortage of the availability of the Holy Spirit. And I can tell you this, there's no shortage of the willingness of the Holy Spirit. And the problem is not with God. problem was with those of us who claim to be his disciples, right? Men of Issachar, understand the times in which we live and know what we need to do. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.